Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Well, I'm back in my parking garage downtown getting ready to head into the hospital. Just wanted to say I completely forgot about the podcast yesterday. Sorry, everyone. I came down with my husband, and it just absolutely slipped my mind. I'm sure you guys all understand the situation that I'm in. And I just want to tell you all that it is so important to live moment by moment and not try to predict what is going to happen, because I can't predict anything. And I'm thinking certain things, and yesterday was a good day in the morning, and then overnight and this morning, from what my brother says, not good. Not sure we'll be able to do a certain test that we're looking to do, which is a biopsy to hopefully find out what's going on. We still don't know what's going on. I have this event this weekend, two events, one at Holy Hill on Sunday and Saturday for the Women of Christ event in Brookfield, Wisconsin at the Brookfield Convention Center. Oh my gosh, I am in a quandary, but I'm going to take it moment by moment. I'm going to walk into that hospital room. I'm going to talk to the doctors as thoroughly as we possibly can to see what's going on. Because from what I understand, there's a big dip in mental acuity, which has never been an issue up until today. I shouldn't say it's never been an issue. I mean, there's been a couple of signs of it, but I don't know. Some other functions of the body are starting to shut down in terms of, you know, waste, urine, and all that kind of stuff. So I don't know, everyone, moment by moment, taking God's hand, walking with Him, and just trusting in Him is really all we can do. All I can do, all my family can do, all my dad can do. But I know He's praying. We had a conversation yesterday about prayer and about how He has been praying for 40 years and that we just don't know. And I am so grateful for these moments and these blessings that are happening throughout this horrific process at the same time, if that makes any sense, where God brings good out of bad. I can see it with me and my brothers. You know, we're saying, I love you, and we're hugging each other, and, you know, nobody's getting on each other's cases, nobody's getting upset with one another. It's a beautiful process, but it's also a sad, eye-opening, mourning kind of thing, too, and I don't know, I'm just all over the map. So, I'm going to keep this one short today. Thank you for all your prayers. I love you all so much. If you can keep the prayers coming, that'd be great. Ah, find something more with God today. Lord, let's pray just briefly. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, if there's anyone out that's listening who seemingly has a situation that seems hopeless or they're falling into despair, please give them your light, your love, your hope, and help everyone just accept where we are in our life right now. Just accept it. And then lean on God and ask for His grace in your day. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm not even sure what that was. Okay, again, I love you guys so much. Moment by moment, especially if you're in a situation that is like me, right? That you turn around, you don't even know what your day is going to bring you. And I did not expect this. Alrighty. Anyway, I love you all. Find something more with God today. I can't imagine doing this without Him. Have a blessed and inspired day.